Blog Talk Radio.
Turncoat like him. And then we had General
Benjamin Butler, known as Beast Butler, because he was the Union commandant in New Orleans, and the ladies, the aristocratic ladies of the South, were assaulting his soldiers. So he said if they didn't stop, he would consider them and label them as ladies of the night, and they considered this beastly. And he was called Beast Butler by Jefferson Davis. Then the first black woman millionaires, so she developed a technique, a jelly, I guess, to straighten a black woman's hair. Sarah Breedlow was born today. And then we had, this was the premiere of the most famous Christmas opera, Hansel und Gretel was born today. Also, this week was the premiere in Vienna of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. And this is the first time that music was used as a political statement. Excuse me. And during World War II, the resistance movement, in particular in occupied Europe, used that theme as a recognition theme and as part of their opposition to the Nazis. Ironically, it was the German Ludwig van Beethoven who composed the symphony. And this is probably the first time in modern times that music was used as a political statement. Of course, the Germans used Wagner and and Bayreuth to try to stir up patriotic feeling for the war and Hitler's theories for Europe. But as you notice today, with the Occupy movement and the Afghan wars and the Iraqi war, there are no really there's no music to stir the patriotism or to stir up patriotism in the populace. So here is Beethoven's 5th, the opening movement, which was used as a political statement during World War II. Thank you. screwed up today, so we're shortening our program. And we'll end with our usual thing, politics and poker. We'll be back December 26th, Monday. And for those of you who will be drinking over the holidays, we'll be putting up the latest from the Russian diplomat on his secret to avoid getting a hangover. It's about not drinking on an empty stomach and coating your stomach if you're going to drink. Of course, drink sensibly. Don't drink and drive. And don't text and drive and use your cell phone. There's new scandals on that. So we'll end with our usual thing, politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Now, both parties will be picking candidates for Congress. Let's hope we get some good ones and get rid of the rascals. This is Peter Paul Brazola. We're have Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. We'll be back Monday. And again, if you're going to drink, drink sensibly. Don't drive. Don't text. Don't use a cell phone. And if you can, use a designated driver. And, of course, we will have on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site the latest Russian diplomat's advice on how to avoid a hangover. He took his own advice and ended up in a gulag or Siberia. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas, YouTube. Good night and happy holidays. We'll be back Monday.